Chapter 2, Miriam's Love. Mount Kedumim lay on the southern outskirts of Nazareth, rising 1,000 feet above the Jezreel Valley. Carved into its steep sides were thousands of rugged, century-old asymmetrical steps that made climbing less daunting. The rock-cut caves, wind-sculpted formations, hills, and cliffs that formed the mountain were covered with alluring plants and flowers, including coleus, golden pothos, flamingo, coriander, periwinkle, wildflowers, oat grass, elephant bushes, lilacs, and oleander shrubs. In the warm summer months, the mountain was a radiant medley of colors. The peak of Mount Kedumim offered spectacular views of the various village settlements that comprised Nazareth. The clusters of mud brick and stone houses in the distance were a sharp contrast from the interspersed evergreen valleys filled with myriad pine, rubber, avocado, and olive trees. There were also orchards of subtropical fruits and citrus groves, livestock farmers and herders, village exchange markets, and a network of narrow dirt paths for donkeys and horse-drawn chariots could also be spotted from the mountain top. Partridges, cuckoos, desert larks, and sand grouse merrily flew across the mountain. To the east loomed Mount Tabor, and farther east was the Sea of Galilee. The outlines of Mount Moreh in Nain City were also visible from where Miriam stood. The green valleys below stretched endlessly past the Kishon River toward Legio. One could probably also spot the cedar trees of Phoenicia far away. Miriam reached the summit of the mountain just before it was high noon. This was her favorite time to get there, as there was almost never anyone else there at that time of the day. She had completed her parents' errands for the day, exchanging a small ram at the souk market exchange place for millet, olive oil, linen, and yarn before heading to the mountain. Miriam was a slender girl of average height, with fair, olive-toned skin. She had an oval face, light brown eyes, thick, long lashes, a perfect medium-sized nose, and thick, long, dark chestnut hair with wavy ends that reached her lower back. Her hair was adorned with a cream tickle head cover that had tiny gold tinsels coming down her forehead. Only the front and bottom ends of her hair were visible. She wore a long, white, cotton tunic dress underneath a brown wool mantle. Gold earrings and bracelets adorned her ears and wrists, and she also had a gold anklet on each foot. The anklets held little stars that made a soft, tinkling, musical sound whenever she walked fast. She gently took a sip of water from the brown goatskin water bottle that her father had made for her when she turned 16 a few months earlier. She found her favorite spot and placed the water bottle on a bed of oat grass. She took in a deep breath as she quietly contemplated the fascinating views of Nazareth and its surrounding cities. It always filled her with a sense of incredible joy and wonder to stand so high above ground, closer to God. Above, in the heavenly realm, the vision of Miriam had just appeared before the throne of the Almighty and before those gathered in the Holy of Holies. The holy ancient ones, prophets, kings, saints, and angels, all watched and listened with rapt attention to the scene unfolding below. Miriam stretched out both arms toward heaven and began to twirl around the mountain top. She smiled joyfully as she began to sing and dance. She sang a song called "Someone Always Walks With Me."
היו ימים חמים, ימי בצורת, פנה יבשו כסדק אדמה, שדי קמל ולא נותר לקצור את, שאלתי, לחשתי, בשביל מה? אך החורף שוב היכה ביקור כחרב, והמבט כוסה גרירי בלי שתי עיניים, ומסדקי קירות ניבט העצב. שאלתי, לחשתי, עד מתי? אך לתרם שהוא הולך תמיד איתי, אך לתרם רוח הרב עלינו שרוק על ביתי. אני יודעת, אני שומעת, מי שהוא הולך תמיד איתי. אני זוכרת בדידותי זועקת, עלית פניי בשתי כפות ידיי, את צערי חילקתי עם פת לחם. שאלתי, האומנם ואם כדאי? את תפילתי עשה כחלה הלאה, עוד לא חשות שפתיי מתוך עוני. אני יודעת, מי שהוא למעלך רואה אור השושית בחלוני. אך לתרב עם רוח הרב עלינו שלא על כג ביתי. אני יודעת, אני שומעת, מי שהוא הולך תמיד איתי.
Voice was light and ethereal, and it echoed throughout the mountain top. Her feet were swift and barely touched the ground as she danced. Soon she was lost in her praise and worship of the Almighty God, and her angelic voice reached all the four corners of heaven.
אני אוהב אותך, אדוני, וחוזק שלי. אתה, הסלע האיתן שלי, המבצר שלי, המקלט שלי, מקום הביטחון שלי.
Sang Miriam, both arms outstretched toward heaven.
May my voice rise up to your throne as I praise you all the day long. My love for you is pure and everlasting. Your words are inscribed in my heart. They are more precious than gold, sweeter than honey. May these words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O my Lord.
Miriam gently went on her knees.
אדוני אלוהים, יהוה צורי, יהוה רוחי, אל כל יכול, אני אוהב אותך אדוני. Open thou my lips to love and praise you forevermore.
She reached inside her leather handbag and brought out a sheet of papyrus.
אדוני,
she said,
see, I have written another poem to you. I named it Miriam's love song unto the Lord. May it be pleasing unto your ears.
Miriam began to recite her new poem unto the Lord Almighty.
Shir ha'ahava shumirim le'el yachol. Ata memale et libi besimcha, ko yom el elyon. Ksheor panecha me'ir alai, ashir le'tehilat shimcha, he, elyon. El Shadi. Kama malchuti shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Hoy, divrei bitcha tzion, ala lechas malchutcha, b'samim. Adonai, אתה ראוי לשבח. אלוהים עליון, מלך המלכים, המגן שלי. אתה ממלא אותי בשמחה, בנוכחותך. כל ליבי שמח, והלשון שלי שמחה. בלעדך. אין לי כלום. ואני, כלום. אילי רצון שהשירים שלי לך יהיו נעימים לאזניך. משאלת הלב שלי היא, לאהוב אותך לנצח. אהובי, אדוני אהובי, אהבתי, אלף נגד תו.
Miriam's love song to God. You fill my heart with joy every day, El Elyon. As the light of your face shines on me, I will sing the praises of your name, O Lord Most High. El Shaddai. How majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh, may the words of your daughter of Zion rise up to your throne in heaven, Adonai. You are worthy to be praised. God Most High, King of Kings, my protector. You fill me with joy in your presence. My whole heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. Without you, I have nothing, and I am nothing. May my songs to you be ever pleasing to your ears. My heart's desire is to love you forevermore. My beloved, Adonai Ahuvi, Ahavuti, Aleph Vitav.
Miriam brought out a small tambourine and played before the Lord. She sang and danced. She felt joyous, as she always did, whenever she was at the mountain top, alone with God. She spent a few more hours there, alternating between kneeling in prayer and singing and dancing. When she felt hungry, she searched in her handbag for a piece of roasted lamb carefully wrapped in green leaves and a piece of bread. When dusk was approaching, Miriam made her way down the mountain, carefully and steadily. As she descended, she noticed three objects that she believed were celestial beings, shaped like round balls of blue and white clouds, orbiting 10 cubits above her head, as if they were accompanying and protecting her along the way. Miriam was not afraid. In fact, she was filled with utter calmness and sheer joy simultaneously. She had undying faith that the Lord was with her always. As she looked at the celestial beings, she discerned that they could read her kind thoughts, and she theirs. As she approached her house, she saw her father waiting anxiously in front of the red-dyed door of their three-room mud house, with rectangular, evenly sanded oak windows. He was a middle-aged man of robust stature, wearing a long brown robe with a black trim along the neckline. He had the look of a respectable rabbi. He was still wearing his outer mantle and tallit prayer shawl, but he had already removed his kippah skull cap. His greyish-black hair was long and tied at the nape of his neck. He had kind and gentle eyes and a pointed nose. His fully bearded face beamed with a wide smile as soon as he spotted Miriam.
"You have returned home,"
he said slowly.
"Your mother was about to send me out to fetch you from your holy prayers."
He hugged his daughter affectionately. He called out to his wife, who was in the courtyard behind the house.
"Hannah, your daughter is home."
"Great, Joachim,"
replied Miriam's mother.
"Hakadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be the name of our Maker,"
she said, drying her hands and hurrying to greet her daughter.
"Greetings, Baba Mama,"
said Miriam.
"Each hour on the mountain always feels like a minute. I always lose track of time. I am very sorry to get you worried."
She kissed her parents on both cheeks. As they entered inside the house, Miriam looked around behind her, but could no longer see the celestial beings.
"Amazing holy beings, they've seen me safely home,"
she thought. Miriam prepared dinner, and served her parents. She lived alone with her parents in Lower Nazareth, in the valleys nearest to Mount Kedumim. Her father taught young children daily at the local synagogue, while her mother spun yarn to make cotton and wool fabrics. Hannah also managed the livestock farming of goats, roosters, and hens behind their house. Miriam helped both her parents, and she also went to the marketplace each week to trade goods, after which she was allowed to go to her special place of worship and prayer. After dinner, Miriam bade her parents goodnight and retired to her room. Her room was simply decorated with a narrow wooden bed, upon which was placed a thick quilt made of wool locks sewn inside a leather cover. The bed remained cool in both the hot and cold seasons. On the leather quilt was a cream-colored linen sheet, a small pillow, and a white wool cover sheet. In the corner of the room, there was a small oak table shaped like an altar. Upon it, Miriam had placed three small iron candelabra with white wax candles on top of them. She freshened up and changed into a soft white silk nightdress that showed her toned shoulders and slim waist. She let down her long hair. Then she lit the three candles on the altar and knelt down before the altar to pray.
Jehovah Adonai,
she began. All of a sudden, a strong gust of wind blew out the three candle lights, and from the altar glowed a bright blue-white light. The three celestial beings that she had witnessed earlier appeared in her room. As she watched incredulously, one of them emitted a bright light and transformed into an 8-foot-tall angel with shiny white wings. His face was human-like yet otherworldly.
Peace be unto you, Miriam. Fear not, for you are blessed and highly favored by the Almighty God. The Lord is with you. I come in peace with a holy message for you. I am Archangel Gabriel, messenger of the Most High.
Said the angel with a voice that had a deeply resonating timbre. He bowed his head before Miriam. Miriam's heart rejoiced exceedingly.
I am but the Lord's handmaiden. I am blessed to receive the favor of the Most High,
she said passionately. Archangel Gabriel straightened up and looked intently at Miriam.
Hail, Miriam. You have been bestowed with the grace of God. You are the most blessed amongst all the women of the earth. In fulfillment of the ancient prophecies, the promised Mashiach is coming. He shall be conceived by the Spirit of God, who shall place the spirit seed of the God Son into your womb. You shall deliver the Son of the Most High in human flesh, and you shall name him Yeshua Emmanuel.
Miriam's eyes widened slightly as she stared at the majestic holy being in front of her. She asked,
How will I bear and deliver a child in Nazareth when I am unmarried and have known no man?
Do not worry, Miriam. As we speak, another angel is visiting the man who shall provide you cover as a husband and as an earthly father to your son. He shall come to meet your parents tomorrow, and your parents are being ministered unto even at this moment.
Miriam clasped both hands in prayer.
May it be done unto me according to the will of the Lord,
she replied fervently. Archangel Gabriel continued,
Miriam, your son shall have a sacrificial mission on earth. He shall save many souls and renew God's covenant in the hearts of men. It will be an arduous journey, but Jehovah Rapha will give him and you strength, and he will help you at all times. Fear not, blessed Miriam, for you shall never be alone.
The handmaiden of the Lord rejoices with the good news. Peace be unto you, ministering angels, messengers of the Most High. Blessed be the name of the Holy One.
Melachi Shavat. Shlichim shel Elyon. Itbarech Shmo. Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Then the angels of the Lord departed, and the candle lights were lit again. Miriam said,
My soul glorifies you, O Lord, and my spirit rejoices in you, my beloved, for you have been mindful of your humble servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for you, Almighty One, have done great things for me. Holy is your name.
Miriam lay supine on her bed with her arms outstretched on either side. She lay completely still. Then the translucent figure of the God-Son appeared before her. Archangels Gabriel and Michael were also present in the room. The God-Son looked at her kindly for a long moment, then he smiled at her. Slowly, he was transmuted by the Spirit of the Most High into a ball of blue-white light that got slowly implanted inside Miriam's womb. Miriam fell into a deep slumber.